Isn't the one I normally use. Tell me, what is Walking Scrabble?
So Walking Scrabble is a literary sport that we made here at the library, and we do a few different things. So the first thing is we pick an area where we're going to walk, and that could be either outdoors, we go to the arena, we've done it here at the library, and what we do is do a circuit. So you're going to walk a certain trail, and every time you come past me, I give you a letter. So you pick it out of this big jug here, and then you continue. And we do it for about an hour, and then at the end of the hour, you're trying to spell as many words as you can. Whatever tiles you have left, you have to subtract that from your score, just like regular Scrabble. But we also have bonus words, so you can try to spell these bonus words to get extra points. That's where the competition starts to get a little hairy. And then we do these questions that have to do with the library for other bonus points. So I might ask you, how long can you lend a book out for? And if they answer correctly, they say 3 weeks, they get to pick out of here. And in here, there's 500 points bonus, 100 point bonus, maybe just an extra letter. It's kind of a crapshoot there. But yeah, so that's generally how we play it. And we keep a tally of the scores in a sheet that we post on social media and put out there for the public. And people are very competitive and enjoy playing it.
So do you have a Scrabble board that you make the words on with double word, double letter?
No. So the way we do it is each individual is going to make their own words. So they can spell anything they want, French, English, Cree. We have the syllabics also for that. And they can spell anything. And we allow some of the stuff that you wouldn't see in a regular Scrabble game, right? So we accept abbreviations, proper names. The idea is to be physically active and then also keeping your mind active. So we're not as strict as they are with a game of Scrabble.
Now, do you understand Cree syllabics, or could I put one over on you?
Well, it depends what it is, right? Because there's different, we've gone through this with the Cree word of the day. There's different dialects. So what I have going on here is the syllabics that are for the N dialect, which a lot of the elders that I work with do. I was lucky enough that I did take Cree in school instead of French. So I do know a little bit of it. I'm not 100% fluent. But I can spell quite a few different words, and I'm lucky I have a Cree dictionary, so that gets me by.
So don't try to put one over on artists.
I try to make sure that occasionally someone will get one over on me, but not very often.
Okay, at the end of it, you've got points. Are there prizes, or how does that work?
Yeah, so depending what we're doing, like right now we're doing a tournament for teams. So we have teams doing it, and they're going to get their name on a plaque, their team name, and they've got some pretty creative team names. And then they also get, right now we have some 3D printed trophies that they get to keep. And when we do the tournaments with the event center, they usually are really good and they donate us something like aqua fitness package, or maybe it'll be swimming, something to do, maybe skating. And that's the prize. But I think the big thing is the bragging rights, right? They get to say, hey, I won.
So this is ongoing. It's not just a one-shot deal. It is a tournament, ongoing tournament.
Yeah, so we decided to do a summer tournament with teams. So we do that. And then we also do these summer, and usually we do like a fall, spring kind of thing. So every time it's a tournament. Occasionally we will do a one-off. We did do a single one at the Alzheimer's Walk. We've been asked to do it at the Seniors Day. We had done one. So generally, though, we try to do tournament style. Gives people a little bit more motivation.
Pretty well any age could participate.
Of course, yeah. You can be as small as you want to be. And it, like, we encourage people to bring their grandchildren, bring their kids. Even if they're not quite in the, you know, perfect spelling category, that's why it's good, because then they see that, hey, this is fun to learn how to spell, because we're all in a day and age where we all use phones and autocorrect. So this kind of makes your mind work a little bit more, although we do have some ladies, I'm not going to mention who, that are very adamant on using their phones to figure out different word spellings.
Oh, that shouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't be, but I mean, I don't have the heart yet. We'll wait until it becomes really popular, and then I'll have to kibosh that.
That's like Googling at a trivia tournament.
It is, but we have people who use the Scrabble dictionary too, so what are we going to do?
Okay, so you don't take it that seriously.
Yeah, not that seriously. As long as they're coming out having fun, enjoying the library and enjoying literacy, because literacy can be fun. It's not just having to learn how to read.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add to anything about Walking Scrabble?
I think the biggest thing is that we made this game, and we're going to be sharing it with some of the libraries in Northern Ontario. I am bringing it down to Southern Ontario to introduce it to them. It is a great way to learn about your library, have some fun, keep fit, and just all around fun.
Don't give it to the South. They've got enough of our stuff. It's this another northern resource they're going to exploit.
Yeah, it's you know what? We're going to use it, I think, as a fundraiser for the library because we're creative that way.
Sell it to them.
Yeah, well, okay. We have the resources. We have all the sheets and the registration and that. So we're able to package it for them to run it at their libraries. And it'll be good for small Northern Ontario libraries too, like Smooth Rock, Iroquois Falls, because they don't have as many staff members as us. They're smaller communities. They'll be able to run a great quality program too. So it's beneficial to everybody.
Okay, so a lower price for them, but jack it way up for us.
Maybe. Or maybe we can barter. We can get something else.